Tonight we're up to Siman Kuf Pei Ches Gimel, and we're continuing on with the halachos of Birchas Hamazon, different requirements of amiras in Birchas Hamazon. So Mechaber writes, Sarach Lahaskim Bebrocha Shlishis, Malchus Beis David, that one needs to mention Malchus Beis David in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, and we mentioned in the past that that's a Gemara in Brachos, and we pointed out that this is a Yesod, that not only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu return us to Yerushalayim, but he will also return Malchus Beis David. A couple technicalities adds the Mechaber. V'ein lahazkir b'shum Malchus Acher. You're not supposed to mention any other Malchus, again, because that's the uniqueness of Malchus Beis David. V'omer u'malchuscha Malchus Beis David Mashiachecha Toa. So some say, in Rachem, not only Malchus Beis David, before mentioning Malchus, we'll also mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. That's a mistake. Shein Ashras Malchus, the Aaron Malchus of the Shemaya, you shouldn't put them together. V'chein ein lomar ba Avinu Malkeinu. And also you shouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu for the same reasons. V'yesh Amr, d'afki she'omer yal v'yavo, lo yisalei melech hanu v'rachum, el yidalik milas melech. So actually, the first opinion over here of the Vudram is not what we do. We say ki in yal v'yavo ki kel melech chanun v'rachum ata. Now here, in the next line, we're going to go and talk about Malchus Beis David. So that would seem to violate the original rule that we have in the name of the Tosos, as the Baragola points out, and that is not to equate Malchus the Ara of David to Malchus the Shmaya. However, even though this opinion of Udram, the Ramah likes, he says, Usvar Nechoni, Avalor Isi Nogin Kain, and that is our girsa, is to say, Melechan Vrachamato, and go into Vnei Yerushalayim, even though there is Malchus Shamayim and Malchus Ara in the Pasuk. Why are we not worried about it? So Mishnah Berurah attempts to give an explanation from the Achronim. V'Achronim Kasu Tam L'Zeh Kivin De'inim B'Fnei Atzal Gamrihu. Since Yal V'Yavo is a totally separate thing, and you pause between that and Vnei Yerushalayim, then that would be enough. Continuing on. Nus Sivdal Nusach Brachazu Poseach Barachem Hashem Elkeinu O Nachamenu Hashem Elkeinu. So this Brachu Bnei Yerushalayim, of course, begins with Rachem. V'Chosem Ba Bonei Yerushalayim, and we conclude Bonei Yerushalayim. That's our custom. We'll a moment elaborate. O Menachem Sion Bevini Yerushalayim. Some have that girsa. Vein L'Shanos Hanusach Mishabes Lachol. The Bein Mishabes Lachol Omer Nusach Achas. There were some who had suggested to change from the Nusach of Rachim on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tes, Va'afal gav da'asol et bo atzrocha b'Shabbos. In other words, there were those who were bothered that maybe by saying Rachim or Nachim, so then you're being Tovei atzrocha. Ha'cheshani here, it's different, the Tovei's bracha kachi tamid, and you could say Harachamon as well. It is well known that the Gra was of the opinion not to say Harachamon's on Shabbos. Some claim that even he wouldn't say Rachman's in general, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah concludes not that way, that we don't change from Shabbos to Chol, and even though Rachim might have the connotation that you are asking for Tzrachav, nevertheless, we don't change, just like the Mechaber said. Hagav yesh om domrim bonei berachim av Yerushalayim v'chein noagim. Even though the Mechaber said Bini Yerushalayim, but rather the minig is to say Bonei Berachim of Yerushalayim. Now, the Gra, of course, celebrate disagrees. In many benchers, you'll have the word Berachim of put in parentheses, and that's because the Gra had the gear said Bonei Yerushalayim Ameh. So Moreno Rav Nevinsel Shlita adds that we never find in the Gemara any term of Bonei Berachim of Yerushalayim. That the Gemara only refers to as Bonei Yerushalayim, and he says that's a defense of the Gra to say Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. And that is the custom that some follow. And the Gra also had another Rai, if I'm not mistaken. Moreno Rabbeinu doesn't bring this, but that is the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tztaka. So, Tzion b'mishpat, Tzion will be redeemed b'mishpat. We, Klal Yisrael, will return the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yerushalayim will redeem b'mishpat. So therefore, yes, berachamav, that we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. You and I, the fact that we're sitting here today, is tremendous rachmanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not worthy of it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachmav brought us back. Why were our great-grandfathers killed in the concentration camps and us being able to live the life in Eretz Yisrael? We don't understand. That's berachmav. We don't understand why that's so. But Sion is going to be b'mishpat tibadah. So therefore, bonei berachmav Yerushalayim, that bone berachmav really is not consistent with the pasuk, because tzion b'mishpat tibadah. Hence, the Gra says bone Yerushalayim amen kedarko b'kodesh remnant itself, and adds the appropriate digduk. He says, according to the Ramah, then you would say bone with a segol, bone berachmav Yerushalayim amen. But according to the Gra, again, according to the Ramah, you would say bone Yerushalayim amen with a segol. According to the Gra, you would say bone Yerushalayim with a what Renevin calls a nun sruya. Probably means something along the lines of the Seder. Okay, Sif Hey. B'Shabbos, Omer Bar Ritzei V'Achli Tzein. On Shabbos we say Ritzei Rosh Chodesh V'Yom Tov Chal Moed Om Yal V'Yavo. Continues the Mechaber. V'Imchal Echamem B'Shabbos Omer Ritzei V'Achli Tzein V'Achkach Yal V'Yavo. V'Ein Amaskur Shal Shabbos V'Yal V'Yavo Shal Yom Tov Chal Hashem Moed Rosh Chodesh Ritzei V'Achli Tzeinu. These are two separate tefillas or statements, and we don't mix the two. I have a fantastic story, which I would imagine that our great Rebbe Rav Shechter would not mind that I say over. I think it's a tremendous lesson. It was once Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. Rav Shechter was benching, and he benched Ala Nisim, and then Ala Kol, Rachem, and then he said first Yal V'Yavo, and then Ritzeh. And I was racking my head, why did Rebbe go out of order? That Ritzeh comes before Yal V'Yavo. So I started coming up with some svaras I wasn't sure of. So I went over to Rav Shechter afterwards. He said, oh, I didn't have a bencher. I just got confused. I started saying Yal V'Yavo. So I finished it first, and then I said Ritzeh. So every once in a while, you can't be medayik. That even Adam Godol Ma'od, you have to ask and clarify why he did something. Sivvav, Tov Elo Hisker Shal Shabbos. If a person makes a mistake and he didn't mention Ritzeh, so then Omer, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shenatzon Shabbos L'mnuch L'am Yisrael Ba'avo L'Oz Pris, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. Now this all happens if he remembers before Uvenei. This is all if he remembers before Uvenei. That's all before he begins the bracha of Atova Meitiv. He realizes that he didn't say Ritzeh. He says Uvenei Yerushalayim, and before he says, begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, the last bracha, the fourth bracha of Atov Vameitiv. And the Mechaber says this, and the last line on page 184. Davki kishenisker kolim shizkla Atov Vameitiv. Avon lo nisker, then tzarech lachzor the Rosh Berachas Hamazon. Then he has to go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. What if he has a suffix of whether he mentioned Shabbos or not? So, there here, the Mishnah Berurah, two lines from the bottom, gives us the rule. Fafilu im suffix lo hisker o lo, talim de mistama vade lo hisker. We assume, because it's not normal, that you didn't remember. So that's the basic rule of thumb. However, Moreno Brain of Nevensal Shlita points out that in Simin Kuf Yudalit, Sif Katan Lavinches, the Mishnah Berurah says that if Rosh Chodesh, you were starting davening, you said, ah, before you start davening, you say, I got to say Yal V'Yavo. You finish Shmoneh Esrei, and quite a bit while later, you say, wait a second, did I say Yal V'Yavo? So now you have two reasons to say that you might very well have said. Number one, you reminded yourself before. Number two, it was quite a bit later. It's not the moment you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you say, ah, you begin to question, did I or not? So then, ain't tzarech lachzor. So Rav Nevin Sal Shlita says, kol shekein here. If after a while later you're not sure, then in such a case you would not repeat. Okay, there's more to say, but that's already to tomorrow's daf, and we'll stop. It's connected to Mishnah Berurah tomorrow's daf.